I tell you what, man. I think it's going to get. Here's my prediction. I think it's going to get. It's going to get down to McCain.
Yeah.
And Hillary.
Yeah. I think those are my two favorite from the two different sides.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be very interesting if it came down to McCain and Hillary.
Yeah.
Because why is it his last name and her first name? Because you don't want to say Clinton. You know what? She's very smart. She's very smart because she's become known as Hillary
not Clinton.
And distance from Clinton.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
It is.
But that's what I'm saying. If it comes down to those two, it's going to be tough to choose. You know, one might cry, one might die, you know?
Yeah.
You got to weigh what's going on there.
You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better than a hungover surgeon. It's better than a really sick airplane pilot. It's better than a senile senator. It's better than black metal music promoters. Two Blind Squirrels.
I think he did say black metal music promoters. Promoters.
You think so?
I don't know what black metal music is.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I have no idea.
I don't think I want to know what black metal music is.
I don't know.
I don't think he's referring to black people who promote metal music.
No, I don't think that's
I think
not,
it was black metal
style.
Music.
That's not Brian's style. He wouldn't. He doesn't care about that.
You don't think he rolls with the race?
What? Rolls with the what?
Race. You don't think he rolls with the racial comments?
No.
Oh, okay. No. So it probably was black metal music. I don't know what black metal music is. You want to Google black metal music?
Sure, I will. Hold on. Let's see.
Find out what that is.
Let's see what this is.
Sounds like something interesting. Black metal music.
Metal music. Look there. It comes up in the search.
Oh, really?
Suggested search results.
Wow.
Yeah. Black metal. Let's see. Let's go to black metal. Wikipedia. Although there is no well-defined third wave modern black metal bands. Black metal has been met with considerable hostility from mainstream culture, mainly because of the misanthropic and anti-Judeo-Christian attitude of many bands.
Oh, so it's like, what's the difference between that and black and just plain metal music? Is metal music short for black metal music?
The first bands to pioneer the style were mostly thrash metal bands that formed the prototype of black metal in the early 80s. They are referred to collectively as the first wave and consist of a few bands such as Venom and Bathory.
Who's the people that talk like this?
I guess so. Huh. I guess so. That's kind of scary.
There. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It's extreme heavy metal subgenre.
So that's like stuff like that Luke likes.
I guess, but this seems to be a little more aggressive, a little more, like one of the album covers here is sort of, looks like a, you know.
What?
Well, you know, it's got that whole.
What? Like death thing?
Yeah, well, it's got that whole Satan thing.
Oh, whoa.
Satan. I mean, I'm not saying it's all like that. I'm just saying, then look at these album covers and.
They're very satanic.
Yeah, it's got your bat wings and your upside down crosses and some weird stuff.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Except Luke doesn't listen to he listens to the Christian black metal. Or
sure. Well, so, I don't know. Yeah. I guess. I mean, I don't know if it's any. It's the first time I ever heard of it, and I don't know.
Well, Brian Bridges seems to know about it. So.
Yeah. It says although the musical style was much like thrash metal, a heavy and glorified emphasis on satanic and occult themes, both in lyrics and imagery, was distinct.
Ah.
The music was in many ways unpolished in production. So that's the first wave. The second wave is this other stuff.
Hmm.
So I don't know.
I think we know as much as we need to know.
Yeah.
So you want to go on with it?
Oh, sure. Okay, let's go. Oh, yeah.
The morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Yeah, well, in this show, we're tired of talking, so we're going to let you talk. And then we'll talk about what you talked about in this call-in show.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand.
that coming from?
I don't know.
Growling squirrels. Rabid squirrels. Oh, let me turn this background music off so we can focus in on some of these. First of all, I'd like to give some shout-outs, okay? We got to give a shout-out to Ben McKinney for sure. Ben McKinney made a donation to the My Life Ministries ministry. Appreciate that.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Never talked to Ben. He hasn't talked to me. Don't talk to me.
No?
He hadn't said nothing to me.
Well, that's the interesting part about this whole thing is, you made the comment the other day that you're in the forum, you interact with people in the forum, you see people come through the door, people mm-hmm. register on the site, all this activity and stuff goes on. But there really is this, there are a lot of people mm-hmm. that we just don't ever hear from.
It freaks me out. people will join the forum and I'll, welcome and everything. And I'll ask them where they, how they heard about us or whatever. And they say, I've been listening for a long time. I just finally joined the forum. I'm like, okay, it freaks me out a little bit because if you're going to peek in my window, then mm-hmm. the least you could do is tell me you're out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's in a good way though.
Thing. I'm just kidding. Of course. Yeah. But I'm just saying it freaks me out a little bit that there are people out there listening that I don't know about.
Yeah, but it just, to me, it's just one of these things. It's just like it.
I've gotten a little used to it, but.
Well, it's It's very encouraging. It's very encouraging because there are times when I think nobody's listening.
You think nobody's listening? There are times when you think nobody's listening.
Yeah. Because.
Wait. Let's see if we can hear him.
No,
I didn't hear anybody.
Yeah, it's just because there are times when I don't know when.
Yeah,
it's like it's like you become comfortable with the things that you know.
Uh huh.
And you never don't think of, you almost become blind to those things. Does that make sense?
You take them for granted.
Maybe so.
No,
just like our family.
Sure.
Your immediate family.
Sure.
They're there all the day. Every day you come home, they're there.
And you don't think they're listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then one day your kid says something that you said when you hit your thumb with your hammer.
Yeah.
He was listening.
Or they go spend the night someplace. They're out of town or whatever. And then you realize how much.
Oh, how the emptiness.
Yeah. But this is the opposite though, because you have so many people around you all the time and mm-hmm. so much activity going on, and you just mm-hmm. become sort of, that just becomes the norm.
Yeah.
And then when something peeks in from the outside, you're like, oh, hey, there's more out there. And it's encouraging.
Cool. Well, here's some more.
I don't know if that made any sense, but,
I think it did.
Okay, good.
Here's some more.
See there, right there, aliens. Trying to contact you. See, hear that?
Is that coming through on the... I don't know if that's coming through. Maybe it's coming through those speakers.
No, it's coming through something speakers. Turn that speakers off. There you go. Hey, well, that's worse.
Well, the only way to turn them off is over there. There's a little knob.
Okay. Well, you talk.
All right. Well, this comes from more encouragement from Bill Campbell. We appreciate you writing in, sir. And he is 44 years old, and he did not graduate from high school, at least not in the conventional manner. He went to Wheaton Academy in Wheaton, Illinois. In his freshman year, he decided that the other side of the fence looked better to him, and he ended up spending 2 years in prison. And 20 some years later, I realized I was wrong and returned to the fold. So if you add all that up, he recently returned to the fold in the last few years. And he says that back in 2006, his classmates from Wheaton invited him to the reunion, and he went, but he's like, why am I coming to you? I didn't graduate. They said, well, you still bought my glass? Come on. Well, while he was there, he met the dean of Wheaton, and the dean told a story about a man who had a very similar story to his. I'm abbreviating this story, of course. And bottom line was, at the end of this meeting with Dr. Frost, the dean of the school there, he asked if he wondered out loud, he said, that if he could receive his diploma. And the dean told him, well, send me three references, and I'll present it to the board of trustees. Well, Several months later, when he'd forgotten all about it, he was in his house with his friends, and they were having the worship ceremony there. And then he walked in the living room. His pastor, he heard the doorbell, he walked in the living room. His pastor was at the door. His pastor says, "Hey, you remember this man?" And it was Dr. Frost, the dean. And he presented him with a high school diploma right there in his living room.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
It is cool.
And that is Bill, Bill Campbell's Message of Hope.
Oh, wow. That's good stuff.
So I guess he thought we needed a little hope.
Yeah.
So he was sharing some hope. You can always share hope.
Everybody needs a little hope.
Everybody needs a little hope. Trust me. So there you go. So shout out to him. And there was somebody else I wanted to give a shout out to. Oh, Tom. Yeah. What was Tom's last name? Sislo. You never know when people don't want, people want to or don't want, they want to stay anonymous, they don't want to stay anonymous, I don't know. This guy's name is Tom Sislo. If he does, if he wants to stay anonymous, then he can send me a message, another message telling me I done stepped on his toes.
We'd be too late now.
I know, but I can always take it back.
You can't retract it, it's out
sure.
there.
Oh, I can say I retract it. People there. In the sports do it all the time. I didn't mean that. I'm very sorry. I retract it. I retract my statement.
You think you just do that, huh? You think you're like in the sports or something?
It was very interesting. I met a lady the other night, and she said she gave all of her – they bought those little travel-sized toothpastes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she gave all of her students in her class a piece of paper and a travel-sized toothpaste tube, and she told them to squeeze it out. You know, and she told him, you know, make a sculpture with your toothpaste.
Yeah.
So they made little sculptures with the toothpaste, and they went and washed their hands. And she says, "Okay, I'll give $20 to anybody who can get their toothpaste back in that tube." And of course, nobody could get the toothpaste back in the tube, but they all tried very, very hard.
Yeah.
And so she says, "Yeah, see, once you and that when those that toothpaste is like your words, once they go out, you can't get them back."
Oh.
So that was a pretty interesting story. Very good. Well, anyway, Tom Sislo.
I could get back in a tube.
Joined the, for $20. Chaz, get it back in a tube.
I get it back in a tube.
With the paper. anyway, he joined the forum and sent us a message saying that he has been listening for quite a while. And he says that the show that helps him start his day off a little better.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. He found us through Google using Christian Podcast. He subscribes through iTunes. Mm-hmm. He also listens to the Jesus Geek. So, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can't get everything right.
Yeah, you can't get all, you know, you can't all be.
You know, Jesus Geek's going to be doing a
new one.
A new, brand
yeah,
new.
Yeah, I heard that.
It's going to be mylifeministries.org/homeschooling. No, /blog/homeschooling.
Oh, okay. Well, you think he'll eventually have his own domain name?
No, he asked for
that. That's what he wants?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. I'm sure you can link to that from JesusGeek.info.
Yep.
If you don't remember that big old long URL. Also, I think we got a message from him or here in here from him somewhere. Let's see what this one is.
Hey, Brad and Chad, John Wilkerson from the Jesus Geek podcast over JesusGeek.info. And I hear that you have drunk the Mac Kool-Aid. Obviously, Chaz has drunk it a little bit more than Brad has, because he actually bought one. And I wonder what it's like. There's a real strange aftertaste in it. I think one of the things that you're going to find is when you go back to using a PC after you're using a Mac for a while, you're going to be doing like keyboard combinations and things that you're like, hey, how come this doesn't work? Oh, that's right, I'm on a PC now. Because they just find them more efficient. One thing I think is really cool about the MacBook is if you use two fingers on the touchpad, you can scroll down. So, like, you hold one finger down and you use another one to scroll down. And I keep trying to do that on my Dell laptop that I have. And I'm like, why doesn't it work? Anyway, you'll find out. I mean, there's a lot of fun things that you'll find. You'll try to do PC things on the Mac and Mac things on the PC. And it'll be frustrating for a little while, but you'll eventually get over it. Oh, and by the way, I also hear that elves have been really helping the bonsai tree market, you know, because they can cut the little trees a little bit better than those of us who are height challenged.
That goes back to our elf show.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Something like that. Anyway, good podcast, guys. And why didn't you guys, like, take the week off for Christmas or something like that? That's just absolutely insane. But of course, now it's Thursday today after Christmas, So you're probably recording next week's podcast. So Happy New Year!
Do we already play this?
Yeah, I think so.
I see. We did a couple of shows that got messed up. They got a lot of static in them. And so we try not to redo the same material, but I don't know. Maybe some of the Brian Bridges beginnings of the show got repeated, and that may be a repeat also. In fact, some of these may be a repeat. I don't know. But we're going to clear all. We're going to clear out the inbox and move forward. You do love your Mac, though, don't you?
Oh, man.
I do know we did lose the Mac show, so it might have been in the Mac show.
Yeah. I love it. It's
we did an entire show about the Mac, and then realized that the entire show was...
It's had some technical difficulties.
But yeah, you love your Mac?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to go into it because it would take too long to tell you all the great things I like about
Mac. He actually wrote a poem about the little blinking light on the front of the Mac.
Oh, man. It's like a heartbeat.
Yeah. He wrote an entire sonnet. Anyway, let's move on.
Hi, guys. It's Hendrix here from Liverpool in the UK. Just thought I'd give a phone call to say hi.
I think we've listened to this, but I like his accent so much I don't care.
Okay, cool.
It's been a while, but it's good to be listening to you guys again. And hope you're all having a great Christmas. And may God just really pour his blessings upon you for 2008. See you soon, guys. Bye.
Thank you very much, Hendrix. We may have listened to all of these, but
we'll stop saying that because then we have we listened to all of them, and then you say it, so we hear.
I'm sorry.
Both twice.
Okay, shut up.
You guys didn't say that it had to be 1 minute per day, so I'm sending you another 1 minute phone call.
That's a new one.
This is a new one.
Yeah.
Actually, I wanted to just tell you that on this plane ride for 5 hours and listening to your podcast, that it actually made the trip a whole lot more bearable.
Oh, well, thank you. That's Gracie, by the way, everybody. Thank you, Gracie. She does the show synopsis. She's the one that actually writes in the stuff.
We're squirrels. We're not bears.
What?
She said it was bearable.
Oh. No, we're squirrels. No, we're not. We don't even like bears.
No.
I know I pick on you guys a lot, but it's a lot of fun. And I just had to tell you that you guys just really made me laugh. And I'm just hoping that not a lot of people thought that I was, having convulsions or anything as I sat by the window, and I would just start to laugh at something you'd say because you guys are just really cracking me up, and I could listen to it 30 times and I still laugh at you. So,
well, we, to be fair, people have laughed at us our whole lives.
So, had to tell you that, but you guys are a huge blessing to me.
Thank you.
And I could be in a praise miserable plane on the way to Las Vegas, and you'll still make me smile. So,
City of Sin.
Look at that. I still have 30 seconds credit. I'll save that for the next call. Bye, guys.
Actually, technically, that call was a minute, 3 seconds. So,
you're a dinger for that, are you?
No. Wonderful call. Wonderful call.
Hey, Two Blind Squirrels. It's Sarah / Lottie Da, and I'm calling about your custom bobbleheads. I think it would be awesome if you ordered that 300 thing, that bulk package that you talked about.
Yes, I do remember this call, but it's still funny.
And then you could set them up all over the room. Could you imagine that, how creepy that would be? Also, while I have you on the phone, I would just like to say that if you refer to us up north as Yankees one more time, I'm going to cry. I understand that's what you call us, but it makes me think of those horrible baseball players. Please refer to us as something else, Northerners, cold people. Whatever, and I love hot tea. Okay, bye.
Penguins? this one's only 14 seconds, so I'm curious to see what this is.
Hey, guys, like the Two Blind Squirrels show, but what was up on January 9th with swearing in it? Makes it kind of hard to listen to it with the family. Anyhow, try to keep up the good work. Bye.
When?
I don't know who that was. He didn't say who he was.
Where? What?
January 9th. What was the show on January 9th?
January 9th.
It was one of the, you know what that was? It was one from a year ago. It was one of the reruns.
We probably got flack about that one then.
Probably. We had swearing in a show?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. It depends on the definition of swearing. I mean, seriously, because there's...
That was something that he said was not good for his kids to hear.
Well, yeah, but we've gotten dinged for before, yeah. and then some people say, well, that's not too bad, and some people say, yes, it is.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's a hard line.
I didn't know there were certain words I couldn't say until I said them.
Yeah.
January 10th, January 9th.
No, you can't look at the date. I mean, really, can you look at the date?
Yeah. He said it was on January 9th.
Well, there's no show on the 9th.
Yeah, it was one for the presidential debates.
Where?
I'm looking at January 9th on the Two Blind Squirrels site. January 9th says one for the presidential debates.
Oh, here, one for the, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to go back and listen to it because I don't remember what it was.
Sure, we'll listen to it right now.
That was a year ago. Right. Not a year, right
what?
Now.
What?
Right now.
Why not?
No, because.
Right?
Yeah. So there was this guy, right? And he was a cheap contractor. And he was trying to do this job. He was painting the steeple of a church. And he was painting it.
Hey, don't listen to it now, because if there's
a cuss word in it, we're going to hear it on the show.
Yeah. And then.
Well, I'm sure this. I'm not the guy's lying to me. I'm just curious to know what I said.
I'm just saying, listen to it offline. Figure out what he's talking about.
Okay. What's the synopsis say? This week is all about. Oh, it doesn't.
Oh, really I say. Don't know. I don't know.
Timely.
I'm sure it wasn't. I'm sure it's not a full on cuss word.
We didn't hear from anybody else.
No, but it's probably something, you know.
It's like one of those borderline cuss words.
Yeah.
Should we go down the list of borderline cuss words?
No.
Oh. Should we go down the list of words we've said in the past that have gotten us in trouble? We didn't know what cuss words.
No. Okay. The list isn't very long, but it, you know, it draws attention when when it's out there.
All right. Well, let's see if Ruth Ann cusses in her weekly update.
Furry day all. We need to hear with your verse for the day, James 5:16. Confess your faults to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I know that I have spoken about our prayer and praise for him before, but we have many requests out there and many of our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ in need. Your prayers are both coveted and needed by many. So please, I encourage all my squirrel brethren to visit the forum daily, and even if you don't post a reply, lift those important and sometimes urgent needs to the throne. Bless you all. Now back to those two funny, squirmy, and pesky squirrels, Boo and Chaz.
Hey, I got called Boo.
You know what we need? We need some kind of disconnected system.
Hair dryer?
No.
Oh.
Some kind of disconnected system. And I say disconnected as in like somebody can put in a prayer request.
Oh, without you know what it is?
Yeah. And then you could go and pick from a pool, right? And actually lead that person a word of encouragement or let them know that you prayed for them or something. You know, let them know. Let them communicate to them something, right?
Yeah.
And then, but not
publicly.
Well, no, just you don't know their name, and they don't know who you are, and
like a forum,
a double blind,
like a forum where you enter a fake name, and
other people enter
a fake name, and
I guess
then they post a prayer request, and then you go out and respond saying, "I'm praying for you."
I guess, but I'm just thinking more of just a double blind sort of.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I don't think we need to reinvent the wheel for this. I thought you unplugged those speakers.
Then you have two accounts. Then you have to have two accounts to keep up with.
That's coming out of your Mac, man.
Not coming out of my Mac.
Move your iPhone. See?
My iPhone. Well, not coming out of my Mac. Coming out of my iPhone.
Okay. I think it was coming out of that speaker earlier. But anyway. Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know that we need to reinvent the wheel for it. I mean, it's prayer and... I know you have to join the forum to post the prayer, but in these day, and, I mean, this day and time, if you did anything less obtrusive, I mean, you can, you know, then you're going to end up with spam in it. You know, who wants to pay for spam? Nobody. Nobody wants to pay for spam.
Tell that to the people at the supermarket.
Turn to Hormel people? You think the Hormel people pray for spam?
That's a terrible name.
How come spam got knocked with spam?
Huh?
I mean, why did spam get hit with spam? Is spam an anagram for something?
I don't know. I don't even know what you just said.
There was already spam, and now there's a new spam.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Why did they associate getting unrequested emails with a canned meat product?
I don't know. I don't know what the history of that is.
Is spam an anagram for something?
I don't know.
I mean, does it stand for something? You know, you were one of the original inventors of spam.
What?
Propagators. Yeah, you told me one time that you wrote a program that did that.
Oh, yeah. I worked for a would-be spammer. I didn't know he was a would-be spammer.
You didn't know he was a would-be spammer when you were writing code for him?
Yeah. He just needed a program that took these people's information from here and dropped it into this folder on the mail server.
Oh.
Okay. Like a little mail merge program. Uh-huh. Like, okay. What are we going to do with that?
So you wrote it?
Yeah, I wrote it. And then he blasted out 90,000 emails to people.
90,000 emails?
Yeah.
But he got but he got so many kickbacks it like blew up the system.
Yeah, he hosed his server up.
Serves him right.
Yeah. We spent all night trying to fix it, trying to get everything to work and all that stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah, the next day I quit.
Yeah. I'm going to go to sleep now.
Yeah, not only do you stink, but you sending people spam.
Not good. Not good. Yeah. Not good.
Yeah.
Jesus geek. Technology.
New. Holy mackerel, my ears are bleeding. Okay, everybody else was quiet, and Jesus Geeks is really loud, so I'm going to turn this down.
Well, it'll levelate it.
Whew. And how-tos for the connected Christian. To leave feedback, call the voicemail line at 206-666-3209. Send email to geek@jesusgeek.info. 10 minutes of technological TNT and spiritual know-how.
Pump straight into your brain.
www.jesusgeek.info.
Cool. Well, there you go.
Very nice.
And this is Two Blind Squirrels at twoblindsquirrels.com. If we have offended, if we have in the past used words that were not words you want to be used in front of your children, then we do apologize.
Yes.
We're sorry for that. We are two grown men who recording late at night, and sometimes things happen.
What?
I don't know.
I'm not comfortable with that statement.
Me neither. I stopped. I was like, well, I don't know what I'm saying. It's 11:15 right now, and I don't know what I'm saying. And this is how things like that happen.
We get a little tired.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I don't know. I don't.
Not an excuse.
But neither one of us cuss, so I don't know what.
No, I don't know what it is. We'll go back and listen to it. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm so curious.
I know.
All right. Well, everybody, thanks for joining us. Thanks for your comments. You can always leave them. Go to the twoblindsquirrels.com website, and the contact number is at the top of the page. It's 206-350-6956. Since I'm there, I'll just go ahead and give it to you.
You're so energetic about it.
I'm so tired.
Okay. Well, stop talking.
I need sleepy bye. Sleepy bye. My pillow. Wait, can you hear that? That's my pillow calling me.
For more information about my pillow, press 1.
To end the show, press stop now. They did. Somebody did it. Did you?
I know.
How rude.
I know it.
It was just a.
I know it.
I don't.
You can't trust.
We went to all the.
You can't trust these people. I'm telling you. They'll sneak up on you and they'll send you email.
Okay. Okay, here it is. You who are sitting right beside the guy who just punched stop or fast forward on his iPod to listen to the next podcast, and he was listening to us, and he did that, and he went, and he pushed the button. I want you to reach over and slap him in the back of the head. Right now. Just do it right now. Quickly. Before you think about it.
Look at this. I downloaded
it. Wow, cool. He did it. Did you see him? He slapped the guy on the head.
I'm going to download Obama's website.
You're going to download Obama's website?
Yeah, the whole thing.
What?
Yeah.
How can you do that?
Right now. I'll watch. Download. Right there. Just going to suck it all down on my hard drive.
Why did you do that?
So we can dissect it.
Sounds like one of the professor's evil plans. Why did I stop the show so you could tell me that?
I don't know.
Okay. He's tired too.
Yeah.
Two blind squares are gooder than pie.
I forgot. Okay, am I back? Oh, I'm back. I forgot to tell you to take your shoes off because you're on holy ground.
Bye.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.